I am here with a member of the best-looking political team on the radio, Brian Donovan. Brian, how was your Mother's Day?
It was very nice, Faith. I celebrated the way most Americans do, I think, by spending the entire day doing things that I enjoy, then calling my mom for 10 minutes and talking about the flowers I sent her. I think I'm a pretty good son.
I think you are a great son. I saw a lot of families out for their brunches and dinners yesterday. Everybody loves Mother's Day.
They don't, actually, Faith.
Who hates moms?
Well, on Thursday, the House of Representatives debated the merits of Resolution 1113.
House Resolution 1113, resolution celebrating the role of mothers in the United States and supporting the goals and ideals of Mother's Day.
Okay, that sounds pretty straightforward to me. That was a debate about whether Mother's Day is good?
Well, initially it wasn't. It passed through the House 412-0.
Okay, good.
But then, like a modern-day Daniel Webster, Representative Todd Tehart, Republican from Texas, rose from the floor and demanded the notion be reconsidered.
Gentleman from Kansas, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I'm sure that each and every member here in the House would like to have their voice heard when it comes to supporting the goals and ideals of Mother's Day.
Gentlemen will suspend.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't hear it that well, but literally people were booing and yelling like it sounded like a hockey.
I'm booing his grammar as well, but that's a whole other thing.
So what he wanted to do, just to be clear, he wanted a chance to re-vote on this Mothers Are Nice resolution. And, of course, why would anyone want to re-vote if it wasn't to change their vote to no?
Right. Sure, our moms are nice and sweet, but don't they sometimes coddle us too much? And isn't it embarrassing when they clean our faces with spit? Here, here.
Right, exactly. Or clean their noses with their fingers, which I could never get behind.
No. But what is the reason? Why did the House Republicans really want to revisit whether moms are good or not?
Well, it was really a delaying tactic, okay? The House Republicans and Democrats have been battling all of last week over a series of spending bills. And the Republicans felt that this moment would be their only recourse to express their dismay and delay floor progress as much as possible. Here's Dana Milbank, Washington Post.
They didn't like the mortgage bill. They were really unhappy about the Iraq bill. So by stretching out the mortgage bill for a while, they were able to push the Iraq bill into this week.
So they decided to waste the taxpayers' time on the already ridiculous Mother's Day resolution by making it take even longer?
That's right. And let our they would also let our mothers know that we've got our eyes on them. After all that was said and done, Faith, 178 Republicans voted in favor of reconsidering the Mother's Day resolution. Yes. Now, I spoke to one of these proud 178, Representative Judy Biggert of Illinois, herself a mother of four and grandmother of six, to find out why she is now anti-mother.
It just was to make a statement, and it wasn't just, you know, it's very hard to explain procedure when you're not there, but it was just a vote to say we wanted to have more input into the housing bill and into the supplemental.
So what you're saying is the first vote passed unanimously in favor of mothers. And then about 175 Republicans got a chance to think about it more and realized, wait a second, we're not sure if we're actually in favor of mothers.
No, that's absolutely not true. It was a pure procedure to say we wanted an open, transparent Congress.
Okay, so as a mother yourself, you were in favor of the vote, and then you thought, wait a second, I don't know if all these people who aren't mothers should be allowed to support mothers.
You know, you're really not listening to me.
So it was because you were a grandmother?
No. It was because I believe in honoring Mother's Day.
Okay.
Brian Donovan.
Yeah.
Go to your room.